Hi, this is Dax Jacobson, and you're listening to the Rural Towns Project Podcast, where I combine my day job as a business professor with my love for the rural American West I grew up in. In the podcast, I talk to the people who are actually trying to make a living in, and to the researchers, artists, and others inspired by, the rural towns of the American West. I hope to help myself and others understand the past, appreciate the present, and positively impact the future of rural towns in the American West. Thanks for listening. In this episode, I chat with Mark Smoot, owner of Epic Recreation, Bear Lake Lodge, Sunrise Resort and Event Center, and much more. Mark and I talk about what brought him to Bear Lake as a second career and what keeps him here. He's become a serial entrepreneur. Mark highlights the importance of community, collaboration, and relationships with employees, customers, business owners, and elected officials, and how he uses the Bear Lake Chamber of Commerce, where he's currently the executive director, to start conversations and build relationships. We talk about the tension that exists in moving from a primarily ranching and farming economy to a tourism economy, and how growth in general, parking, housing, short-term vacation rentals, etc., is both a challenge and an opportunity. For example, transient room tax in Bear Lake has grown by 34% year over year since 2014. There are over 1,000 vacation home rentals and less than 400 people servicing all those visits. We talk about the healing power of being in the great outdoors, and we end, as always, with a road trip music question. Mark Smoot, thanks so much for being on the Rural Towns Project. I know you're really busy, and I appreciate you taking the time to chat. So I just want to start by asking, as I do all my guests, how are you, and how are things, in your case, up in Bear Lake?
Good. Good. Thanks for the opportunity to share our story up here a little bit. But lots of snow this year, and lots of fun winter activities going on. So anyway, things are well.
And it's really become a year-round destination up there, right?
We're getting there. It's still heavily weighted towards summer visitation, but every year our occupancy goes up and creating experiences just more via intrinsic building of experiences with families as they come, and they go home and tell others and bring friends with them next year. So it's,
Now I know you, Mark, and I'm not saying you're old, you're experienced, but you're at a stage where you make me exhausted thinking about everything that you're doing now, and this is a second career or multiple careers of sorts. So I wonder if you could tell the listeners a little bit about yourself. I know you had an interesting early career, and then how you came to call Garden City home and become this serial entrepreneur up there in Bear Lake.
Yeah, it's life's an interesting journey that way. I came out of college at Utah State, go Aggies.
Yes.
With an accounting degree and an MBA there, and went into public accounting, spent a couple of years there, great experience with Coopers & Lybrand here in Salt Lake City, and made my way into the natural gas energy markets and crude oil markets, and spent about 20 years with couple different companies, and ended up having a good run with great people. We were always lucky to be able to stay in the Salt Lake area, but it was just a great run and very volatile times. Given some of those words that people have heard out there via Enron and others like that, it was real. But the thing that really drove me, really the roots of Bear Lake, were when we had our energy trading company, we would come up to Beaver Creek Lodge up in the top of Beaver, top of Logan Canyon, and do a company-wide retreat where we'd split up the company and just come and have some annual meetings, some planning, but come play and build relationships out on the hill, digging people out on snowmobiles and putting on vistas that looked forever. And we did that for almost, I brought groups up for almost 15 plus years. So I learned to value that time away from the office. And that really was the roots of the genesis of where we are today. But my oldest son came out of Utah State, go Aggies again.
Yes, sir.
An outdoor recreation degree and had been guiding snowmobile up at Beaver Creek Lodge in Logan Canyon all through college and a little bit after, and graduated and I helped him put together a bid for a for a concession deal with Idyll Beach here to run a few boats and jet skis for their customers. And that was in 2011, 12 range. And I was winding down in the energy business. And I don't know, people always ask, well, what was your strategic plan? My strategic plan always has been make payroll and try to enjoy what we're doing, but not be afraid to work hard. And my son didn't, and he very hard worker and an outdoorsman. So 2012 we formed Epic Recreation at Bear Lake and just a small family-owned business and started renting watercraft primarily those first early years, and then transitioned into the mountains with some UTVs and other bicycles and things like that. So that here we are now, what, 2022, 10 plus 23, I guess, starting our 11th year up here. And my son moved up right after college and started running that business. We've been able to hire some awesome people over the years and that love the outdoors, and being able to share with them. I always ask the question, what we have to have ourselves as well as our people understand, why do we do what we do? You know, it we're just not renting boats and jet skis. We're not, putting groups out on paddle boards. We're not, sending them up into the hills. I mean, we physically do that, but truly it's about relationships and building those relationships, whether it's with businesses, with coworkers, with vendors, with customers, with family members, couples, relationships. That is what it's about. It's been an awesome experience helping our young people that we hire to try and catch that vision. And some do and some don't, but overall it brings meaning to what we do. And so anyway, as that went on, had opportunities to get involved with our Chamber of Commerce and integrate ourselves into this community up here. I continued to live down in the valley just north of Salt Lake while we were finishing raising the last of our children, but ended up buying some properties when the whole short-term vacation rental market started hitting, the RBO and Airbnb and the others that are there. And we had an opportunity to buy a rental property on the lake, and then also were able, much to my wife's chagrin, buy a property called Sunrise Resort and Event Center, which sits right across from the state park in Garden City. And it's a
Beautiful. Yeah, I've been
19
there.
bedroom, 19 bath. We built 6,000 square feet of event space onto it. But again, the whole purpose was to bring companies and groups and large families here to experience the outdoors. And it's just evolved over time as little businesses have come from that we've run. And because in a small community, it's I've learned that partnerships and collaboration with others is key. And challenge in a smaller community like this is there's just not a lot of liquidity with a lot of different businesses to do that. So sometimes you just have to, just buck up and figure out a way to do it. And whether we start a new business or others, from our shop, which we call Bear Lake Motorsports, to servicing all of our equipment, meeting some of the needs of other local folks up here that need their equipment serviced. But then going through COVID, the biggest thing I've learned through this whole experience is and through life is you just have to be adaptive, and you can plan, but and planning is good. You need to have a plan, but you need to be able to adjust real quick. And we were winners of COVID, fortunately. I mean, that was a banner year for us because everyone wanted to get in the outdoors. Because it proved some of the theory that, some of the issues in our society of mental health issues to struggling relationships due to all kinds of factors, the outdoors kind of acts as a cure at times for
Yeah,
that, or at least
absolutely.
creates a setting for people to contemplate.
Yeah.
It might be a different way, but anyway. And then But just building those businesses, working with our Chamber of Commerce has been awesome. I got very involved with them and sat on their board for a while, was the president of the board, and now I'm the executive director. And I spend a lot of my time now just trying to give back and help create those synergies amongst a business community up here that is just over 100 small independent run businesses that are owned by families and others that are trying to make a living here. And so, yeah, that's our journey. I mean, and then culminated this past year in buying Beaver Creek Lodge, that where we started at, which again, dear friend Brian Lundahl and his wife owned that, owner operated, built an incredible business, and I've been working it for 20 years, and finally called me in January, and so it was just to fit well into our portfolio, so we decided to do it. So
It's come full circle for you, Mark. That's
it
where it
has,
started, right?
it has, and it's again funny how life roads weave their way through life and different opportunities that you have, and you build relationships over the years. So anyway, enough about me.
No, that's the whole point of this. So there's a lot of talk now, whether that's the governor of Utah or nationwide, about an ecosystem, an entrepreneurial ecosystem, the community, the resources, the policies there. And you've talked a little bit about that, about this group of mostly small businesses in the valley, and then your role with the chamber. And I wonder if you could talk about a little bit about what that looks like for in a place like Bear Lake, that's very rural, that is not been year round in years past. And if you'd figured that the chamber already exists and that was the best place to make change, or it's still that you just help each, I mean, you get what I'm getting at. What are your thoughts on that ecosystem for small businesses in Bear Lake?
Well, it was just kind of a natural evolution to become with that. I've always been big on networking. I mean, and I tell students that, I tell others, it's like you just never know. And so that was an avenue to get to know people. And, it had been functioning. I mean, our current mayor right now is the chamber president years ago, and it's been going on. We've tried to really formalize it as a power for good, or I don't know if the word's power, but a vehicle that will promote thought, will promote the idea that change is going to occur. How do we mold it? How do we be a part of that and just not let it happen? But it's an interesting cultural experience to go from a ranching and farming community to one that now is really based on travel and tourism and bringing others here. And so it was just a natural place to start. And I've learned the biggest thing that we do is, again, create an opportunity for collaboration amongst businesses, and try to help all of us understand that competition is a good thing, because there were some attitudes of, we don't want another restaurant in here, we don't want another because it's going to take from us. But helping bring data to the table so people understand, hey, we're not even coming close to serving the demand, and we need to be part of that solution to growth versus just letting it run us over, which has been very hard, and it's still hard. And I look at what our county commissioners, our local mayors are facing. It's a challenge, and we've tried to help them understand our goal is to partner with them and to bring solutions to parking, to, how do we manage short-term vacation rentals? And they all have their public policy and their processes that they've gone through, but this allows us to, again, really get deep with our owners where the answers really are, and try to come up with, a system, an ecosystem, as you sell that, say that will, again, promote growth, promote competition, but also a very, I mean, it's a very close community. I mean, you go to church with people, you work with people, you see them, you volunteer with people. It's, I mean, our resident base here, I think we're the third smallest county in the state of Utah, with half of it being on that side of the mountain in Randolph and Woodruff, and then here we are in Garden City and Lake Town. But it's a very divided community in some aspects, physically, logistically, but also emotionally and desires. And I mean, it's a natural scenario of people not to like change. I mean, it's
Sure.
like that old don't move my cheese, you know,
Right.
who moved my cheese type
Right.
scenario. And I always like to have conversations with those that just say we hate what's going on here. And I'm like, well, you know, be a part of the solution, come to the table, because as much as you want to honor private property rights as a rancher and farmer,
Yeah.
as people sell their land, now you want to begin dictating what they can and can't do with their property. And so it's just a challenge to find that balance. And
Yeah.
I grew up on a dairy farm in Farmington and Centerville area, and it's gone, you know, for better or worse, it's
Right.
gone. But trying to embrace, and I always challenge everyone to define what is really important to you. What cultural heritage do you want to protect here, and how do we go about that? But yet also embrace the idea that we want to promote a year-round economy that, number one, right now, due to where we are, it's the strengths of this beautiful Bear Lake Valley is the physical, the geographic
Absolutely.
entities that we hear. This
Yeah.
lake is one of a kind. Our mountains, we border Forest Service on the west and BLM land on the east. There's just endless amounts of territory to go explore. And so building upon that asset, again, partnering with Forest Service and other land-based agencies here in the state, and finding ways to build infrastructure that will promote both also quality of life for our residents, as well as an experience that is safe, an experience that is enduring in someone's, you know, experience. Just the word I'm looking for, you know, that just they come away and go that it benefited me,
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
whatever word you want to call it, spiritually or emotionally, or just, you know, being in nature is awesome. And so building around that, we're not, I mean, you don't double the population of the size of Utah that sits, you know, an hour and a half that way and not expect people to not come here.
Right.
With the advent of internet and the ability to market nationwide, worldwide, you know, yeah, it's an opportunity for us to tell our story, but again, have a plan that we protect things that are sacred to us and understand what those are through
Yeah.
good discourse, getting people to the table, which is
Absolutely.
that's a challenge, and we continue to try and do that. So anyway.
It's a great point, Mark, that when I have these conversations, a lot of what you said is, we may not like change, but if you're not going to be at the table helping to mold or shape, as you said, what that looks like, change is going to happen, right? We're sort of past the point of you're not going to be able to, it's not going to, nothing will happen. So how do we, as you said, get people at the table, decide what we prioritize, and work together to hopefully, mold that change into something that, even if we don't love it, is something that we can handle, because it aligns with some of the core values that we still have.
And the timing now is I don't know if it's the perfect storm or the perfect opportunity, given what the state of Utah, and that's another thing that we've become much more involved with here, is partnering with our state to develop infrastructure, both, you know, paved roads to deal with traffic congestions, but also, you know, off the beaten path, single track, UTV trails. I mean, there's a lot of initiatives going on through the Office of Outdoor Rec, through, I mean, various entities that want to help communities like this develop. So we've gotten very active in the state legislative process and knowing who our elected officials are, and basically beginning to promote the need for, you know, the argument, because the legislature again will say we're not going to deal with local issues, right? That's what
Right.
your city and county's for. But Bear Lake is the visitor ground. It is the playground for northern Utah,
Yeah.
and so we are dealing with that influx of individuals. So it is a regional based you know, opportunity again for us to improve bike lanes along. I mean, there's more and more bikers that show up here every year. The state of
Yeah.
Utah is just exploding in that activity. And so anyway, that's important. And you know, I've learned it's kind of a weird, I've never been involved in politics and I don't plan to, but working with, you know, our current mayor here in Garden City, Mike Linhart, has been awesome. Our Convention Visitor Bureau, Tammy Linhart, his wife, but We were just down on Tourism Day of the Hill this last week, again, promoting Bear Lake, visiting with legislators, creating consensus on, hey, there are funds that can come help us develop. And the governor himself has, been very active in rural type issues
That's
and
right.
being involved with association. I mean, we're as a chamber now involved with the Rural Utah Chamber Coalition, with the Northern Utah Chamber Coalition, and bringing our issues to the table. So it's been good.
So is it through the chambers, Mark, that those conversations happen? Is it local, the mayors? Is it county commissioners? Or is it some
It's
combination of all of them,
it's
depending on the
it's
issue?
it is all over the place,
Yeah.
and it I mean, I don't pretend to be our county commissioners, very rural in nature, and ranchers themselves. There's been a change in their perspective on, again, how do we begin to further understand that we are a travel and tourism
Right.
destination, and we have to address this. And it's evident. I mean, just for example, the growth we've seen that they see firsthand is the collection of our transient room tax, which is a very good set of data for us to gather. And I mean, you go back to 2014-15, we generated about $178,000 in transit room tax, which the majority of that comes back to our county.
Right.
State legislative driven, where it's to be reinvested in travel and tourism. Portions of it can now begin to be used for impacts associated with travel and tourism and bringing visitors here. But that was about $5.9 million in room rent that we generated across just the existing VRBOs or whatever.
Right.
2021-22, we went from 178,000 to just under $1 million in collection, which equates to about $31.5 million in room rent. That's an average of around 34% year-on-year annual growth averaged out over that, what, 6, 7 year period.
Oh,
I mean,
my
so
goodness.
I mean, that's the visitorship. So you've got 1,000+ vacation rental homes. No, we're not a hotel community. We're a vacation rental home community
Right.
and an outdoor recreation community. And you've got 1,000, let's just for math's sakes, 1,000 of them that we know about. On average, 4 bedrooms, that's 4,000 hotel rooms with 4 people in it scattered all over this full all winter. So it's 16,000 to 20,000, let alone the cabin owners that
Right.
we as a business community, which, 1,500 residents here on this side of the hill in Garden City, and you carve out your retirees, and those that aren't in the workforce with kids and others, we're down to about a group of 300, 400 people that are servicing that crowd. It's
Unbelievable.
tough. Anyway, but again, you're right. Getting people to the table and continuing to just have intent to try and make things better. And that definition of better is very, everyone's got their own definition of what it
That's
is.
right.
And so, but conversation and discourse is what needs to happen.
What keeps you up at night? What gives you hope? You could answer either one of those. You've hinted about a lot of the challenges and opportunities that I think you're facing, but so you can decide what keeps you up at night. Maybe either it's excitement or your worry, and what gives you hope about the future of Bear Lake in that area.
Well, just growth is our largest challenge by far now. And there it's tied. It's a chicken and egg deal.
Yeah.
And you'll hear it all over rural Utah, is the labor force, is good quality labor.
Right.
And that is experienced. Just in our own portfolio, we've been able to find some great people, but luckily they moved here 4 and 5 years ago,
Right.
because with the escalation of land values, which again, where labor is tied to affordable housing, and I don't even like the word affordable. I'm going to use diversified housing
Yeah.
options, which the market, the free market in construction up here chased the vacation rental homes, large cabins.
Yeah.
When COVID hit, the demand just skyrocketed, and prices escalated up here even greater than they did in the Wasatch Front. I mean, as an isolated pocket, our land values and building costs due to the remote, just the small pool of contractors, and then trying to lure a contractor from hot market down in
Yeah.
Logan or Salt Lake. It's a challenge. So prices, shot up substantially. And so that's what I worry about. That is, and it's coming, but it's just so slow.
Right.
And it's maybe, I mean, I just believe that's a good thing because it's making us all try to be innovative, taking advantage of technology where we can, training, instructing customers for our business, via just the ability to replace a person where they can watch videos or things that we prepped on how to run a boat or
Right.
whatever. So becoming innovative in how we present our products to the marketplace. But it's tough for the service industry and it's tough everywhere. The three pedestals that travel and tourism sit on of, a place to stay. That market, we have plenty of places to stay now, very affordable. And if you want to get even into the off season, you can get a beautiful home for $400 a night up here. I mean, it's
Right.
gorgeous.
Yeah.
Go ski at Beaver Mountain one day, snowmobile one day, and go cross country ski or snowshoe the other day. But then from housing or lodging availabilities to things to do, which we're getting better at telling our story through our CVB, through our advertising, through that reinvestment of transient room tax into our that avenue, as well as then where to eat. Those three pillars, that's what people look at when
Yeah.
they go somewhere. And so our restaurants have struggled a little bit due to the labor force more than anyone. We had a huge investment by a family up here, the Moldenauer family, that owned KOA and some other resources up here, sold those and dumped $10+ million into a beautiful new grocery store and Ace Hardware. So, and that played well to a vacation rental community. I mean, in every one of those properties, there's a kitchen.
Yeah.
So, them being able to provide local fresh produce and just that whole experience versus having to haul it all up. So
Right.
great foresight on their part. It's going well for them. Beautiful structure. Then the ability to, again, come back to be able to attract people out to come to the restaurants and the others, which we do have year-round restaurants open here now. But labor is just so hard. We've had a couple close down this year because, and I've found they are individuals that don't live here, that owner operated, and that's kind of a challenge. I mean,
Yeah.
that's because when someone doesn't show up for work, you're there,
Yeah, that's right.
and when you live remotely and try and run a restaurant like that, it's hard. That's very
Absolutely.
hard. So being able to attract individuals here is something we're working on in our restaurant world as to how, as well. Anyway, so those three things. But what keeps me awake, awake at night is just our own businesses and hiring, finding truly a situation that someone wants to move here, raise their family. It's hard to move from a non-rural area to a rural
Yeah.
area. If you're not, I mean, your Walmart's not right across the street, your Target, your
Right.
others, but there are just so many beautiful things up here that you have to, again, come with a different mindset. And there have been, some incredible people that have moved here over the last 5 years that just came excited and have had made a difference in our community. And it's they've brought a yoga class or they brought different skill sets that just have been awesome to see them integrate with the community. So that's what keeps me up at night is just trying to find, because that's got to come to some answers where, a young couple wants to move up here and work in the outdoor rec space or wants to be a chef at a main restaurant or
Yeah.
even own their own restaurant or work somewhere like that, is finding places for them to live. Otherwise, you don't go from a single family dwelling on the Wasatch Front, 3-bedroom, 4-bedroom home, sell it, and come up here and think that you're going to be happy living in a 3-bedroom townhome
Right.
that's close quarters. So, working with developers and landowners to try to come up with some products, and the market is it's tailed off some, so we're hopeful that we're going to see some easing that will allow us to build some smaller neighborhoods for folks to live in. But so anyway, that's what was the other question? Sorry.
What gives you hope? I know you
What
love the
gives us hope
outdoors, and
is
I think getting
this is
outside.
I mean I am it is I am so bullish, if you will, from an old gas term or a market term. I am so bullish on the opportunities that exist here. I mean, we had a family from New York up stayed in our lodge over Christmas, and our chef actually came down with strep throat. So my wife and I were feeding 30 people dinner and breakfast for about a week up there.
I've
So
had your steak before. I know you can cook, so I'm sure it was good.
we were up there and just visiting with the guests and being involved, and to hear them tell the story of this is just the most magical place we come. We and they've been
Really?
coming for 5 or 6 years,
Yeah.
and it's just those experiences just revive me. I mean, I'm going to be, you talk about being old. I'm going to be 60 years old this year, here in about 2 weeks. It just blows my mind. But, and my wife says it's time to start winding down, which
I
I
don't
am
see
trying.
that happening.
No, I'm trying. We have great people that are running our businesses, and my involvement with the chamber is a way to give back and to help do those things. And we run a Bear Lake Trails Foundation now and an Extra Mile Charitable Foundation that helps people in need or does different things. And so in trying to build trail infrastructures and others, and there's a lot of people that are excited about that. So just trying to be a agent for good and development that will, again, first and foremost, benefit our local community, but also create those experiences for people that they just, I mean, I get people out on this lake with a surf lesson, and it's just magical.
It
If I can get them here in September, I mean, it is just absolutely gorgeous. And so, anyway, hope is based on just the opportunity that my next generation of family, as well as employees, can help create those experiences and financially be rewarded for the investment that we've made in this community. And
Absolutely.
it's
No, it's
exciting.
great. Just a couple questions here.
Yep.
If I was made the rural economic development or revitalization czar or guru for the state or for the county, and you could ask me to wave my magic wand and give you anything you wanted in Bear Lake, what would you ask me for? Housing?
Yeah, I would I aggressively find tracts of land in traditional places. I'm not going to name them, but in some of our rural areas where someone in a planning and zoning commission and others would consider, we want to build a small neighborhood on quarter acre lots with a 1500 square foot 3 bedroom home with an unfinished basement. I mean that just by adding 20 new homes. And I know, and that's a challenge because finding a builder that wants to do just 20 homes, they want to build 200
That's
homes.
right. That's right.
But I believe we can do that. But the land is key, is being able to go, and that's on our list of discussions that continue to need to happen. And that is help me, rural economic development, bring the resources we need to do to provide housing so that we can go chase quality talent to come here, to move here, because we're already at max capacity. There's just no one to hire. We're just stealing from each other, which you don't like doing that. Everyone's
No.
trying to look out after their own bottom line and their own business and ultimately their own family, their livelihood. But being able to create that, and that's, economic development. We're not prepared here for to bring in a large outdoor retailer or a large outdoor manufacturer, someone that would love to be in the outdoors. I mean, our infrastructure is just not there yet. But we can import. Our import here is talent. It's talent. It's the human capital that has to come and be the engine to now take
Absolutely.
advantage of the opportunities. And I mean, there's a couple examples of families that have moved here during COVID and others that just brought their resources, their intellectual capital, everything, and they just bless they volunteered to schools. It just is, it's awesome to see that blossom
Yeah.
as they come and engage with the community. And so that's an import of resource. That is how we could help attract others here. But again, we got to have a place for them to live.
How's my home state there just up the road in Idaho? Are they doing any better on this? Or I'm guessing we're probably further behind knowing my state.
Yeah, as you hit the border all the way up to Montpelier, I mean, Montpelier is the largest community here in this valley. But again, they're just meeting their needs there. We do have folks that come down here and work that have chased the higher wages a little bit with the travel and tourism that's here. And that's okay. I mean, that's a 30-minute commute, but you start thinking, yeah, getting buy-in from a Fishhaven or a St. Charles or others, that it's like, you know what, just let these people move into your community through some really nice planning and zoning that potentially would allow them to come and have their children in your schools, to volunteer in your schools, to volunteer in your churches, and to do those things. But then they can commute down to the hub here in Garden City and work. And that's a 15-minute commute. I mean, it's funny to listen people say, I got to come all the way from Montpelier, where, you know, it's like living in Farmington, going into Salt Lake, 30-minute commute was common. So
Yeah,
it's all relative
that's
to
true.
people.
That's true.
But so yeah, my answer to that is housing, so we can attract the human capital to just bring that. Yeah, I don't even know what the word is, that peace that is just very hard
Yeah,
right now.
absolutely.
So.
All right, Mark, this might be the hardest question. I save it for last. I'm a big music fan. Don't know if you know that about me or not. And
A big
I
music fan?
yeah, I love music. And I don't get as much time to, listen or to investigate new bands as I used to. So I like to ask this question. I call it the road trip music question. Let's say you had some meetings in Logan, and I meet you there, and we're going to drive up through Logan Canyon. And come visit one of your beautiful locations there at Epic in Garden City, and we're halfway through the canyon, and I turn the radio over to you or Spotify or CD player or whatever we've got in your car. What band or musician are we listening to?
No, I'm going with on Sirius, the blend. I think it's like station number 18 or something, because that's, and it is a mix of, I'm a romantic, but I'm a classic rock romantic. So it's
Okay.
going to be Babe by Styx, or it's going to
I
be,
love it.
you know, Journey, you know, those type. But I also love country music. And so I'm kind of all over the board
Hey,
there,
so am I. That's fine. That'd
but
be a good trip.
it's that's where that blend, man, they just hit it. Dan Fogelberg, they are hitting, you know, just those type of soft rock with every once in a while a good old AC/DC
There you go.
go after it song. So I'll leave you with this. So you should be up here next weekend because we're having our ski joint event, and I'm teamed up. I of course have to race. I won
Yes.
the first year, but
Did
second
you
year my
really?
son beat me. But we're gonna have a lot of racers up here this year, and my team's name is Thunderstruck. And we get this, there's a gentleman up here that bought a big bus, a school bus, and converted it into just this big old amplifier of music. Drives the
Love
kids
it.
around during the holidays. They load it up, and he takes it down to Southern Utah for he'll throw his motorcycles in the back too. But we'll have that there. And when Marie Walmsley, who is our co-chair and just awesome family from down in Lake Town, when she gets on that horse and I'm holding onto that rope with that ski jump, Thunderstruck's gonna be playing for
I
that bus, and we are gonna win.
love it. I love it.
Yeah.
I hope you do win. I want to come watch that for sure. Hey,
Well,
Mark, thanks for taking the time. I appreciate it.
you're welcome. You're doing great things, and it's been a pleasure to meet you over the years, and look forward to doing more.
I know
So,
we need to.
good luck to you, Dax.
Thank you. My thanks to Mark for being on the podcast. I'm so impressed with not only Mark's passion, energy, and entrepreneurial spirit, but also his willingness to collaborate, to have the difficult conversation about a place he loves, and for his service to his community. If you haven't been already, get over to Bear Lake for a visit and start by renting a boat or other toy for Mark and have an amazing experience on that beautiful lake. If you're enjoying the podcast, please tell your friends and please subscribe to and rate the podcast so I can continue to tell these stories and we can get the word out there. Thanks all and stay safe.